All right, we're at 7:56, and Mick is here from Montague Webworks. Hey, Mick, what's up, buddy?
Hey, happy Valentine's Day, my love.
Back down, buddy. Yeah, Back down.
Hey, I'm already taken. No worries.
What's going on, man? Well, How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine.
I actually, for any of you out there that know me and my girlfriend, Donna, we're now engaged.
Well, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Yeah. We were going to do it tonight, but we did it last night because of scheduling and whatever.
February 13th. I like that. That's a little different.
Yeah, someday it'll land on a Friday, and then we'll just sort of...
No one cares about that stuff.
But it's funny. Valentine's Day is a specific holiday for not any religion or anything, but for a certain section of society. Like, it only really is valid...
The Hallmark section.
For the people that have someone to be with.
Right.
Right? So if you're alone... You don't even want to think about it, and that's kind of a weird thing. But yeah, it was invented by Hallmark and all that.
Some people, though, they'll go out of their way. Our realtor who sold us our house,
mm-hmm.
instead of sending out Christmas cards or anything else any other time of year,
right.
She sends a Valentine's Day card to everybody she knows.
Wow!
And even though it's been 10 years since we bought our home,
right?
And we haven't needed a realtor or anything. We are still getting Valentine's Day cards from our realtor.
Boy, you're getting real value out of that realtor.
I know she's probably spent her commission on postage between
That's them. Right. That's right. Anyway, well, I was looking around and I couldn't find anything, and you found something, and it makes total sense. I mean, this is one of the holidays that actually has its own candy specifically for it.
Oh, yeah. The carnation hearts.
The little hearts. The little sweetheart hearts.
Sweetheart hearts. That's what I mean.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Made by a company called Necco, and they're in Massachusetts. So that the website of the week is Necco.com. Necco.com.
And there you can see some of the history of how they started to put little messages on those disgusting little candy hearts that people... Do you like them?
Disgusting.
Do you eat those?
I'll have a couple of them. I won't throw down handfuls of them. But
they've been doing this for a long, long time.
Since the 1800s.
I remember...
1866.
When I lived in Boston, I used to walk past their factory. It's on Mass Ave in Cambridge.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure if the factory is still there or their offices, but there would be a big Necco sign.
And I did read the history page on the Neccos, and they actually change every year. They look at what are sort of... phrases that people use in everyday life, and now they have things like "text me" on the little hearts. Text me, and it's like what?
They're instead really, of kiss me, it says text me.
Text me, yeah.
And you can get personalized hearts now.
Yeah,
to just say whatever you like.
They have them in Spanish, and they have them right here on their homepage. They have now a giant hollow chocolate heart that when you break it open is filled with the candies on the inside.
Oh, that's kind of neat.
Yeah. So, hey, if you're trying to think of something fun to buy your sweetheart, go find, I don't even, they must sell them somewhere in the area here.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so. But that's my recommendation to you. Don't get a giant one, though, unless they really like it. Get a little one and have a laugh, and then you move on.
Mick is from Montague Webworks. Montague Webworks is a part of our 30% off store. Check out Montague Webworks and the link to the 30% off store at bear953.com. You can get your website created at a 30% discount. That is real value right there. 7:59, and Brantley Gilbert taking us right to news time with his new song called The Weekend on Bear Country 95.3.